Good morning. Good morning, dear listeners. Welcome to Early Morning Scoop with me, Devin Shombe. And hope you have a very beautiful morning, beautiful Friday morning, the 18th of July, 2025. And yeah, it's that time of the morning where we deal with, Early Morning Scoop. That is your morning conversational show that we deal with issues of the economy. And we are here from 6 a.m. until the hour of 7:30. And this is the platform that we deal with critical issues of economy. We look at trade, we look at development, we look at global affairs, we look at issues which are affecting the bread and butter. And yeah, interestingly, the conversation is more, not necessarily to say it's one-directed, but it is more on upliftment of human beings, particularly Namibian citizens, and also to look at the parts that we need to improve, look at the part that we need to improve, and also parts that we need also to add value to it. So we cut across various sectors of development. We look at the economy, we look at infrastructure, we look at logistics, and most importantly, we look at human development, because we understand that as long as Namibia is where it is, as long as the country is faced with challenges that we see and which are on records, we continue to bring about this conversation, and we continue to bring about this conversation which, aim also to advance, national priorities, and also to share information to those who need information, particularly the youth, particularly those who are also looking for opportunities, and also offer some critical analysis on policies, institutions, and political decisions. And yeah, and before we go to the conversation, like we are always saying, wherever you are, whatever you do, it's always very important, especially this morning. And we like looking at what are some of the African values and African philosophy, particularly when it's coming to how human beings have been living. And one of the phrases which have been said, particularly to the old African gurus, is that a hunter who is always making noise will never get his prey. And what do we mean by this? Because there is no noise in hunting. And this applies to all of us, especially those who you have a life plan, you have things that you want to achieve. But before you implement your plan, you start telling it to everybody. That's why most of our plans, they are doomed the moment we say them out. Because it's a concept of an African, and we understand that the moment you say what you want to do, what you are planning to do, obviously, before you put it in motion, you already reduced it with 30%, because you are already doing it by saying it. Yeah, that's why we have been advised, particularly from the African background, to say it's not always important to mention your plan, because majority may not also be interested. Some they can also have different intentions. Yeah, that's why you find out that those who are braggadocious, or you bring about something that you did not yet do, you find out that it did not happen. Or it will not happen, or only 30% of what you said will happen, because there are various factors that can be involved, but it's always important to make sure that keep your plan. They are saying keep your cards closer to your chest, although it's important also to share, particularly when you are sharing the vision, but it's always important to be known by results. Rather than what you say, because the world likes surprises, especially good surprises, unlike talking about everything before they are done. So In this morning, dear listeners, for those of you who are waking up, or for those of you who are already on your way to work, some of you have already started, some of you are at the gym, some of you are driving to different places, because, you know, every citizen has responsibility, various responsibilities. Some of you are on retirement, some of you are academicians, some of you know, wherever you are finding yourself, it's always very important to consider that. And yeah, we are very happy and we are greeting you from Eagle FM Namibia. And this is your program, Early Morning Scoop, with me, David Shombe. And we are looking at various sectors of development. And yeah, before we go to Eagle FM products and go to what we have on the table today, it's always crucial. It's always crucial to make it very clear to say, whatever conversation that we bring about, we always, open up the line, and we always, happy to get your opinions and views about a certain topic, because we believe in contribution from different people. We believe in different views about certain topics, because it's only through various ideas that we'll be able to rethink, innovate, and build this country. And the other thing is also that you may be somebody who has more experience. You may be somebody who has ground experience, and your contribution always valuable. Your contribution is always valuable, and we look at that because we are saying as long as Namibia is where it is, in terms of economic ranking, in terms of financial system, in terms of there's a lot of actually a lot of things, but as long as the country is where it is, let us continue speaking and also doing, and let us also continue teaching each other, advising each other, advising our policymakers, and most importantly, implementers to understand the global, continental, and national vision before they implement. Those are the people that you are dealing with on a daily basis. So it's very important to look at that. Yeah, before we go to the conversation for today, sorry, it's very important. To make sure that you look at the Eagle FM product, look at what do we offer, and you also need to make sure that how do you get connected with us and become a good citizen who does not miss out when it's coming to critical, variable, up to date, content based. Economic related information. So what you can do is make sure that you connect with us. Make sure that you like our page, like Eagle FM Namibia on Facebook, X, LinkedIn, and Instagram. Make sure that you like our page, follow our page, like our page, and share it. The moment you do that, you will not miss out whatever updates we are going to put out online, whatever updates we are going to put out on those various social media platforms. You will never and you will not miss out. And on that ground, you'll be able also to see what is going on in terms of international economic development, regional and also local economic development. All the news will be able to get them, and updates. Interestingly, we also have the e-paper that is coming out every Monday, Wednesday and Friday. That is the Villager newspaper, and with variable content on economy, social development, policy making, trade, issues of agriculture, issues of tech, farming, and all the things that are related to putting the bread on the table, and also the direction of the land of the brave, Namibia. So that is the Villager newspaper. It's coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And indeed, make time to send your name to 081. Just send a WhatsApp text to 081-241-44. So with that, you register for the Villager Online newspaper. We'll be able to send you news. We'll be able also to add you to the media WhatsApp group, and you'll be able to get those relevant information. Every Monday, we'll send you that e-paper. You read it, you download it on your own, you read it, and you'll be able to see what is happening in the world. And we're always indicating to people to say, when you get this information, this is the foundation of your research. It's where you have to expand your research. It's where you also have to look at those economic insights, because for you to come up with a business, for you to come up with a project, for you to come up with your academic paper, you need content, and that content require updated information. And especially students, student of economics, student of law, student of policy making, student of development, international relations, when you have updates about current affairs, because those of you who are in academia, you'll be able to see that academic paper is about referencing. And there is always a saying to say, let us look at current sources, maybe for the past in the past five years, let us look at current sources. But if you follow Eagle FM, if you follow the Villager newspaper, you'll be able to see and also get opportunity to look at up to date information, up to date statements, up to date reports. Then that is going to be the foundation of your research. And yeah, the other thing is also about we always have our clients and our listeners who are asking, no, what's happening with the frequency? We are not able to get connected to you, and all the questions related to radio frequency. Wherever you are finding yourself, the world is moving toward digitalization and advancement, and we are always advising to say, if you find yourself in a situation where you are not being reached by the frequency, or is coming in and out, do not need to scratch your head. Use your phone, download Eagle FM app, which is a smart, beautiful app to use. When you do that, you'll be able to listen to the programs which are on air. You will not miss out on economic-related issues. On top of that, you can also be able also to listen to the previous program by, just look at podcast. And yeah, you can do that. And the last app is Imba app. Imba app is a digital version of Himbook. That is in various Namibian language. That is the Hangano, Omaimburiro, the Afrikaans Hymnbook, Silozi, and many other local Namibian languages. So if you are a student of theology, you are a pastor, or you are an ordinary citizen who is called at any event but is required you to sing via a hymn book, and you don't have a hard copy, don't need to scratch your hand, just make sure that you download Imba app and you make your life more easier. So, dear listeners, you are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. We are here until the hour of 7:30. And, stay tuned. We are here until the hour of 7:30. And we'll talk about economy. We'll talk about development. We'll talk about what we have on the table, what is trending, what have been happening globally and locally. So, stay tuned.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Ipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko dite okoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi to danjuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi tayo loka. Opone ushendi penawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge fata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatuimwe bali heali nola natu. Heali bali no heali ile kongerewa. Mura hetatu natu bali o hetatu matatu o mafilane Eagle FM VI.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. We are continuing with Early Morning Scoop. We are looking at what is happening in the economy, what is happening in terms of development. And yeah, story is very important to look at what is happening, particularly what's happening around us, and also what is, happening around, the globe. Always like, looking at South Africa. Always like, looking at South Africa. Because South Africa is, one of our big brothers in terms of the economy, in terms of the economic linkage. Just, the context of, what have been happening around, particularly with the former minister of, former Minister of Police. As you understand, there is an ongoing establishment of a commission of inquiry in the top security cluster of South Africa regarding the demotion or investigation of the allegations of the Minister of Sport, who is put on leave of absence, and also the Deputy Commissioner of South African Police, due to infiltration of, the South African police system by syndicates and cartels. It's also indicated that this establishment inquiry will also look at how far is the judiciary of South Africa infiltrated, how many magistrates are working together with the cartels, how many judges, and it's a cleanup. However, there is a lot of criticism, particularly from academia, and also social commentators who are indicating that there is less of efforts, particularly to combat crime and corruption in South Africa, giving the comparison of indecisiveness in terms of actions. Because remember, not more than 2 weeks ago, when South African president fired a deputy minister who is from the DA just for traveling to United States without his approval. But looking at what is happening, Minister of Police alleged of involving corruption, they placed him on leave, and that is what is That is what society is talking about. And one of the known commentator always referencing him is Prince Marshall. He's an author. And he's also one of the known commentator in South African politics and governance, who is a former speechwriter of the second president of South Africa, Thabo Mbeki. And much criticized and indicated that, you know, the shift of South African politics who caused a lot of, you know, economic changes, which include not only South Africa, but also the countries which are connected to South Africa. And it's also up to us to look at how we are going to fit in this fray. Yeah, but looking at that today, in Early Morning Scoop, we are going to look at, you know, what many of us, you know, we are not really getting exposed to, particularly when it's coming to information. These are the information which are regarding related to resources of the country, related to the performance of you know, economic sector. We look at the issues of mining. Today we are looking at mining, particularly at the report of Rossing Uranium. It's one of the biggest and oldest mines in Namibia, particularly when it's coming to extraction of uranium oxide and also other materials related to uranium. And I'll also be in communication with a chemist just to give us the relevance and also understanding of what is the main use of uranium at in an in-depth site, especially when it's coming to the global scale. Because we only hear that, you know, uranium is only used, you know, for electricity and also, you know, chemical, not chemical weapons, but electricity and also, weapons, which also include, you know, atomic weapons and, many other, areas. And also in area of medicine, it's where it's used. But, we're also going to be in communication with one of the chemists. And yeah. But before that, we are the main reason of today's conversation is to look at the report. What happened? How is the production of uranium in Namibia, particularly with Rossing, because it has you know, Rossing Uranium released 2024 report, and which is called Sustainability and Performance Report. How much was produced? How much was made? Who are the leaders of this industry? And also, what profit is made from that? What shares? And who is involved? And it's always, you know, very important because, you know, in Namibia, most of the conversations that we have, especially as young people, is about football, which is also important. We talk about more on sport, which is, you know, on the other country, talk about English Premier League. We discuss about who, you know, what is the fastest car? Who slept with whose wife? Who has a lot of girlfriends in town and all those things? But the main important conversation is that economic conversation, because you will just find out when you start seeing or getting information, you start realizing to say, you know, people have mining interest. People have shares. People have, you know, quotas. But this thing, we don't really talk about them, but these are the main thing that we're supposed to talk about, especially as to say, no, how do economic advanced people discuss? What do they talk about? How are the information? What are the opportunities, particularly in the mining sector? What are the opportunities for, you know, an SME operator, for example, if you are living in that side? What are the opportunities there? And what are the operations of the mine? And you can also find somebody who is working at an organization, particularly the mining sector. But your job is just to go there and do your job and go home. But you don't really know what even your the benefits that you can get from that, because we don't really read, we don't ask questions, and we also do not critically analyze those issues. Yeah, but that is what we are going to focus on. And we are also going to touch a little bit on the impact, because the mining sector also speaking about the impact that you know, it has impact that it has in the community, social responsibility, the amount of money, the dividends which are given to, you know, to the government and also to the shareholders, and who are in charge of this, and also how do we prioritize, and what is the performance of, you know, the mine, particularly Rossing Uranium, and how are we able to understand the connection between what is happening in the mining sector and how business can also be connected to, because sharing this information for you for free will be very clear to you to go and dig deep and also see what opportunities you can get, because information are there. Those who have a monopoly of information and they don't share, they move forward in terms of their interest, and also in terms of, you know, in terms of, you know, taking those opportunities. Because just ask yourself this. You wake up, you go to work or you go to school, but there is always somebody who wake up, go to town, drink coffee, park his car or her car, drink coffee, read the newspaper, and living a good life. But you're asking yourself this question, how is this guy a drunk dealer or what? Not really. People have understood what we do not understand. People have understand that you can have shares in the different sectors of the economy and how you can navigate it. Or people were at right conversations, or people were having right conversations, and they have money coming into their account every month legally. And you only start seeing this when some of them did not really do according to the books. Like when you look at corruption, you say, no, how come a 35-year-old man are having more than 35 million in Namibia? People were at the right, you know, tables. Although some, they end up, you know, going on the other side of the line. But they, you understand that they have access to information. They have access to right information. They have investment everywhere, which is not a sin to be rich. But what we are saying is that let us prioritize such conversations. Let us prioritize such important conversation, because at the end of the day, fighting inequality, economic inequality in Namibia, which is not a joke, which is not a joke. And we are repeating that fighting inequality require more than speaking, but looking at real information, real conversations. And we can only do that, particularly when you listen to Eagle FM, when you listen to programs like this, when you listen to information related to that. Yeah, apart from now discussing or looking at the records of, you know, what is on sustainability and performance report of Rossing Uranium, we'll also be able also to just before the end of the program, also be able to look at the speech of the Minister of Agriculture, Fishery, Water and Land Reform, particularly at the groundbreaking ceremony of you know, a purification plant in Oshana region. So stay tuned. We are coming back in after a short commercial break, and we are here with you until the hour of 7:30.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Warm up with red hot deals at WB. Get 750 gram CNB mayo for only $37.99 with SmartBuy. 2 times 1.5 kg real good mixed chicken for $139.99 with SmartBuy. 5 kg Polana elbows or mac for just $122.99. And 2.2 kg surf hand wash powder for only $49.99. See all our July month end specials at www.vurmanbrock.com. We care.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Ipurane ngelo wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko tete okoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi to danjuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi tayo loka. Opone ujendike nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge kwa tafanona, Monica ko Eagle FM, onore tatuimwe bali heali, nola natu, heali bali no heali. Ileko, berewa, nora hetatu natu, bali o hetatu matatu, o mafelane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who knows that?
Yes, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop. We are continuing with Early Morning Scoop. And yeah, as I have indicated earlier, today we are looking at 2024 Sustainability and Performance Summary or Report of Rosseng Uranium. Just to give you a context, and a little bit of background. When somebody is talking about Rosseng Uranium is one of the uranium open pit mines in Namibia, which has been operational, from 1976 there. And to give you a context, Namibia, as we are speaking now, is the third largest producer of uranium globally, which, you know, looking at the statistics, and also looking at the records, one will also be able to realize to say, for example, in May, around the uranium is one of the most exported product by Namibia, where majority of it, exported to China, and also other countries. Now, who is what formed the structure of Rosseng Uranium, and who owns it? And you know, some of this information is also up to you to go and look at it, and to expand your thinking. It is indicated that you know, since 2019, or as the mine has been operational, some of you, you know, called the Rio Tinto Uranium at that time, one will also be able also to understand that Rio Tinto, which has been the majority shareholder of, Rossing Uranium, in 2019, China National Uranium Corporation, a subsidiary of China National Nuclear Corporation, acquired majority shares of, Rossing Uranium, which is estimated around 68.6, percent stake there. That's why you also be able to see, when you look at, or when you visit Rossing Uranium, even some of the designs have changed, and also the structure of the writings and a bit of logos and all those things. And also be able to understand that other governments who also hold stakes in Rossing Uranium, it's up to you to go and check. It's up to you to go and check and look at also countries which, are using nuclear energy. It's up to you to go and check and see which country are getting involved into that. But what interests me is also the 10% from Industrial Development Corporation, IDC, of South Africa. And also what is very interesting is that for your own information, our government, in terms of shares, own less than 5% in Rossing Uranium. And it's also up to you to say, how come the government own this amount of percentage? You also need to consider the issues of technical skills, the issues of your ability to run, and also to use. And it's stated to be at 3% shares in Rossing Uranium. And that is also some of where the discussion we also need to look at. What is the long term in this discussion? And for how long the mine going to be alive? Because what you need to understand is also that, mine in a mining concept, there is a lifespan. A mine has a lifespan, has a life, just like a human being. Because a mine can also, depreciate or reach its end of a lifespan to say, no, it's only operational until this year. And also what is very interesting is also that other 3% is held by local individuals or shareholders. That is where, those with that information have already started sharing. And what you also need to know, the context, when somebody talk about 3%, is not something small. That is also where you have to go and ask information to say, how can you become a shareholder? You have a right to go and ask that information because they are so local individuals. And who are those people? When you watch things like, what's happening at court, you will also be able to realize to say, oh, other people can also do this. But at a legal perspective, having shares in your own resources is not a problem. It depends on where you are standing in terms of that. Now, let's take that out of the picture for now. And let us look at the report, what have been produced in 2024 by Rossing Uranium. What is the impact Rossing Uranium has on the lives of the people? How many employees, are there? And also, what are some of the opportunities? What are some of the challenges? What are some of, injuries which happen at the mine? Or, even fatalities, because of mine is not an easy game. You can also get injured or lose your lives and all those things. And how is, this impact the lives of the Namibian? Yeah, it is indicated that in a short summary, in 2024, uranium oxide production is standing at 2,600 metric tons. That is a reduction of 11% compared to 2023, which means that in 2023, uranium oxide, which is produced from, Rossing Uranium, was standing at 2,920 metric tons, but for 2024, it was at 2.6 metric tons. Other materials which are mined, because in mining, for you, or own information, you people don't only mine what is there, because when you are digging the land, you find also other materials such as gases and all those things. Materials mined standing at 30.3 million metric tons, which is an addition of 82% because of compared to 2023. So the other part is also ore, which is at 8.3 million metric tons. So it's a reduction of 9% compared to 2023. Now, one of the things that you also need to look at, and we are also going to get a chemist to explain to us what is the meaning of this. What is the meaning of when you are talking about ore? Let us look at the revenue. Let us look at the revenue. That is money generated. Let's look at the revenue. The total revenue, money collected, is at 5.9 billion. That is in 2024. And also, when you look at compared to 2023, there is a reduction in terms of revenue, how the money is coming in the business, which was at 6.4 billion. Now, this is money coming in. That is money coming in. The money which came into the business is 5 billion or 5.9 billion. That is money coming into the business. But you also need to understand that the business has also other expenditure. What do you spend money on? Because if the 5 billion came into Rossing Uranium through its business and all those things, you also need to understand its cost and its operation. Now, after all the calculations, profit from normal operations standing at 1 billion. That is it's a profit from operation. And compared to last year, there is a reduction of 23%. Yeah, one thing that you need to understand is also look at the number. You need to look at the number in terms of money coming in. Is the money increasing or is going down? And for us laymen who are not finance people, you also be able also to interpret to say, although there is a profit which is being made, is this production going up or down? And for how? And it's also up to you to say, for how long is this mine going to live? That is for you to also dig your own information. Dividends paid. Dividends paid. This is money paid in terms of dividends. Those are shares which are paid to the shareholders. Shares which are, paid to the shareholders. Is at 219 million. That is in 2024, 219 million was paid to the shareholders. And remember, ask yourself, who are the shareholders and at what percentage? Your government, our government is a shareholder. Local people are shareholders. South African institutions, a shareholder. China, majority of the shareholder. Chinese companies, a majority of the shareholder, which is almost 70%. And we are at, as a country, or as a government, is at 3%. And it's up to economists to come and convince us. And also local investors is at, 3%. Now, what is also very interesting is that compared to dividends paid in 2023, one will also be able to understand that in terms of dividends paid, one also be able to understand that it has increased. Where in 2023, dividends which was paid was at 177 million, but for 2024, it's at 219 million. That is in in Namibian dollar. Ne? Now, let us look at the safety and well-being, because this report is also very interesting to say. It's not only about money. There are also other things which the mine is doing. There are also other things which the mine is doing and how it spends its money. It's also very clear also to understand, not only to look at the percentage of shares, but also look at the impact which the mine is making, and how did it spend its money. How did it spend its money? Also, the other thing is, the first thing that was stated here is safety and well-being. It was indicated that the safety of the employees of Rising Uranium is priority number one, where there is only one fatality which is recorded, that is the death of one person in the course of 2024 linked to mining accidents. It's up to you to go and also search. And the ore injury frequency rate increased to 0.65, where there is a target of 0.46, which is, caused, or is caused by the rise of contractor numbers. Because remember, operation of the mine, you can't operate it alone. You also have subcontractors who are providing assistance, the guys from external who are providing assistance. But there are three permanently disabling injuries. Yeah, people who are injured permanently, there are three. And also two potential fatal incidents which were reported, but that is on the other hand compared to 2023. But permanent injuries is standing at three. One person lost his life. That is the mine operation. Now, it's also very interesting, and also to look at what the report is also saying about how did the money is spent. The report also stating that in terms of investment, there is investment in training and development. There is always training and development. And that is also one of the things that we also need to look at. But looking at in terms of safety, one person lost his life, and three has permanent disabling injuries. And the mining is focusing more on, preventing further injuries and also limiting incidents. If this report is what it is, then one will also to say no. The mine is doing very well compared to other mines, because you go to South Africa, go to Botswana, go to DRC, look how many people are losing their lives in the mine. Then you also realize to say no, priority of safety here is priority. No, it was also indicated that 10.4 million was spent on training and development, which only 1.2% of total employment cost. There's also investment in supported by external training program, because we always talk about capacitation. Because in mining is about safety. Mining is also about corporations. It's also about corporations of employees, training of give also emotional support and all those things. But 10.4 million spent in 2024 for training and development is also something that one should also be able also to look at, and also think to say, at least is in terms of prioritization and also direction. Workforce diversity. What is the structure of the workforce? 42.9% of the executives and 75% of senior managers are from historically disadvantaged groups. I'm reading this again. 42.9% of the executives are those who are leading, and 75% of senior managers are from historically disadvantaged groups in Namibia. When you talk about the previously disadvantaged group, in Namibia, you understand what I'm talking about. Talk about the Sun people. Talk about part of the Himba, and you also talk about women, because women are also previously disadvantaged in terms of affirmative action, who did not get opportunities, and you can also include other groups which were not counted. So that is what they stated. And in terms of investment to the community, because getting discussions to say no, you own 70, more than around 70% of the shares. There's always those complaints of uninformed information, which we also need to try to balance to say, what is the advantage of this mine? Are they only taking, or are we only trading with China? Or are we only taking out things out of the country? But there's also an investment in the community, where the report is stating to say, $61 million was contributed by Rossing towards sustainable community projects, which include $38 million, which is donated to the Rossing Foundation to execute various projects and cover overheads. And I think I was also a beneficiary from this investment when I was very young. Because when you talk about Rossing Foundation, is that institution? It's a foundation, academic institution. I remember when we were at high school, we used to be sent to Andangwa Rossing Foundation, where you have to go and, when you do advancement in terms of, other subjects, especially scientific related subjects, mathematics, all those things. There's a foundation which equip educators and work together with schools to train students, and also giving them additional classes. I think that is one of the things that we also need to look at. And yeah, there's also a $25 million invested by Rossing Foundation in other projects, which include sustainable developmental goals, which is SDG 2, 4, 6, 8, 13, and 17. And yesterday, we were just talking about sustainable development goals. And what are the sustainable development goals? Where we have things like no poverty, zero hunger, even fighting, food insecurity. That it means that the mine has also invested in that. And yeah, that is one of the things that we also need to look at. Now, this money of 5.2 billion, which is the revenue, was spent on what? Now the fragmentation of the report is also indicating that some of the money spent on wage and also benefit of the employees, tax and royalties to government, dividends, and interest payment. Now, what you need to understand is also this. When you say the government of Namibia has only around 3% of shares in Rossing uranium, does not necessarily mean that that is the only money that we are getting. There is an issue of employment to the citizen that was stated. Then there is also an issue of community beneficial. And also there is an issue of tax and royalties, because Namara still has to go there and look for his money. Because when you are operating, you are running a business, you still have to pay tax. And there is a difference between tax and also shares, because those are some of the things that we need to look at. So, dear listener, the report is rich in content, and we cannot finish it this morning. But it's also up to you to understand that what is happening beyond the face value, what is happening. And also, before we enter arguments and conversations, to be equipped with information, before we write those proposals, or before we just go or enter the Ministry of Mines and Industries to say, no, I want shares, you must also understand how is the business operating. Where are the information? That's why we are trying to change the narrative of us not having right information. which indirectly or directly affect our economy and also affect the way we do business, especially as young people. We have a lot of information, but a lot of information that we have are from TikTok. But you just getting time to somebody studied business, for example, or you studied any subject, or study chemical engineering, or you are an engineer, but you lose focus on the economic part of the country. Just to get the report, say, let me try to see how is the operation of Rossing Mine, for example, how much money was generated, where can I fit in? Where can I fit in? And in the time, when the right time comes to say, I want to do investment somewhere, how can I invest in this sector? So, dear listeners, you are listening to Early Morning Scoop, and we are going to get into contact with one of the scientists just to help us to unpack this more, particularly on the use and the importance of uranium, and also why uranium is very important, and from the technical side of things, because we are just reading. There are those who knows, there are those who have spent time in labs, and also those who understand. So it's up to you to go and extend your research, to go and report, and to go also and analyze these issues. And one of the things that you also need to look at is that going deep, reading this report at your own pace. Some of this information are available. Soft copies. They are available. People, let us just not be online and asking for other people's pictures. But at least let us be online and also ask for those relevant information, because other kids are already ahead while we are getting into the lane. But it's not too late. It's not too late. So for us to see how our things are operating. So yeah. The time is 01. The time is 2 minutes past the hour of 7. We have around 22 minutes. We have 28 minutes, before we come to the end of this program. However, you can still engage us in the studio at 083-288-401, 083-288-401. So you can ask your questions, you can give your contribution, and also your opinion about what is being discussed on the table. So stay tuned. We are here until the hour of 7:30.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
From sunrise to supper time, Namib Mills is there, feeding the nation with care, quality, and heart.
We believe food is more than nourishment. It's dignity. It's hope. It's the start of a better tomorrow.
Through sustainable production processes, job creation, and affordable, nutritious food, Namib Mills is driving economic growth one plate at a time. Because when we say feeding the nation,
we mean uplifting lives,
empowering communities, and building a future where no one is left behind.
Namib Mills, proudly Namibian,
passionately feeding the nation.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Ipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva Tero urikoni maundu.
Yes, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop. We are continuing with Early Morning Scoop. As I indicated earlier on, apart from us unpacking the sustainability and performance report of Rosin Uranium, so also just to give clarity and context about, you know, the use and the importance of uranium, the chemical part of it, and those who get what, how are they going to use uranium, and also maybe to also look at, you know, issues of when somebody's mining uranium, what are we really mining, or how does it look like when do those people who are working in mine even touch it, or how all those, but yeah, I got into the conversation with Jasper Kasoma. He's one of the scientists, a young scientist, I mean, just to help us unpack, particularly on the side of the industry in terms of mine. Jasper, good morning, and how are you?
Yes, good morning, Devin, and dear listeners, yeah.
Yes, maybe just to look at the industrial part of it. What is the, because today we were unpacking the issues of the report of sustainability and performance report of Rosin Uranium. But maybe for industrial part of it, what is uranium in general as a material? How does it's being used in industrial related activities? Particularly those who are, you know, buying it from us, if I have to ask that question.
Ah, interesting. You know, uranium is a critical element that we use in, you know, various things. But, you know, as a country, we export, obviously, to other countries who make use of that. And uranium is mainly used in, you know, in the generation of electricity. It's a fuel, mm-hmm, that really we consider as a clean energy fuel.
Okay.
But it can also use for ammunition. It's a well set up industry that is, you know, lucrative,
mm-hmm,
in a way. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Come again, ammunition.
Yes, ammunition in terms of, for example, you know, weapons,
mm-hmm,
nuclear weapons. As you are aware, like, you know, the war between, you know, Israel and Iran, we are so scared that it might turn into a nuclear, because Iran is also one of the countries that has uranium deposit, and they might use it otherwise. That's why we are at the international level.
Yeah.
There are concerns that, you know, it might turn to be used. But, yeah, you know, industrial-wise, we make use of uranium for electricity production.
Yeah, maybe apart from electricity, what is the chemical part of, you know, turning uranium into a weapon? How do they do it?
So, what we are doing, like, at the country level, we mine uranium as a uranium ore, but then they have to now go through some phases or rather stages where they enrich. So enrichment is another process where you are trying to get the product of your desired, or to get uranium for your desired product.
Mm.
For example, if you are using it for electricity, then you enrich it to a certain percentage.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are using it now for ammunition, because ammunition is also, you know, you need that critical chemical that is kind of powerful. So you have to enrich it to, let's say, for example, to 90%,
mm-hmm,
or 80%. You can also make use of it for ammunition. So for electricity, you don't really enrich it that much, because you need it to be in terms of the amount that you are using. And mind you, a certain grams of uranium can do wonders in terms of your production. So, yeah, there are those aspects that you have to look into.
Mm-hmm. So how dangerous is uranium when I touch it?
Yeah, you are not supposed to be touching uranium. You know, there's what we call, you know, the radioactivity. All these things you have to now, you know, consider it. That's why you always find signs that say, no, it's a radioactive and it's likely to be super reactive. So your skin, it will damage your skin very, very super fast. And yeah, you are encouraged not to touch it. And you find people in those that are working in the mines, they wear protective gears.
Yeah.
In such a way that that radioactivity will not, you know, come and, you know, disrupt some of the activities that your team is, you know, doing.
Okay, now, you as a scientist, there's, maybe take us to lifespan of mine. We have seen, when you look at when people were working in Oranjemund, CDM at that time, then Namdeb, we have seen also the decline in production of diamonds. How is the lifespan of the mine working, particularly in terms of extraction of minerals?
In terms of the lifespan, I think it really depends on the economic part of it. To say how much deposits that you are likely to have. And like you put it clearly in terms of what happens to, you know, diamonds within the Namdeb, or whether that area where they were mining, they consider like, no, they are not really finding it much more economical than the aspects of, you know, the introduction of this, you know, artificial diamonds which were introduced in the market. So it also some of the sectors that affected the in terms of longevity of mining the stones. But for uranium, of course we have to look at the economic part of it in terms of how the deposit, and also I really just on the deposit, and these are processes that are involved in terms of, you know, determining the deposits that we are having within the mine. So, in our case, we have, you know, our mines that are mining uranium, and there was a time they experienced such, you know, prediction that, no, the mine might be closing anytime soon, or they had an estimate like, no, it's gonna be closing in the next 20 or 15 years. It depends on.
There are predictions to say the lifespan of roasting is until 2036, and I'm scared of you know, not really a bit of economic impact on it, but us having plans, because the other time there were discussions on the table to say one of the fastest thing and strongest thing to do, especially when it's coming to electricity generation, is to invest in a nuclear plant. But looking at what we have now with the extension of 10 years, where it's going to, you know, going until 2036, how can we fit the part of maybe possibility of us having a nuclear plant in the future? Because I know we have different kinds of mines, but just to look at that context, how much do you need to establish a nuclear plant in terms of uranium?
In terms of uranium, I mean, now you have to make sure, as a country, we must make sure that we meet the international standards. Although in our, you know, argument, we are saying, no, we are already an energy poverty country, and we need to, you know, adjust to that so that at least we can, you know, achieve some level of prosperity within our nation.
Okay.
But look, I want to take you back to what you have indicated earlier in terms of the lifespan and also that 10 years that, you know, remaining from that lifespan of the mind.
Mm.
I mean, there are two options that we can do. Either start already, you know, packing whatever uranium that you are, you know, getting or mining so that at least we can reserve, we have some reserve. To such an extent, because you don't need to have so much for your uranium for your nuclear plant.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, like I put it earlier, to say a gram can do wonder. You can literally, you know, electrify your whole Namibia with a, you know, a certain gram. But also in terms of how you can enrich your uranium, making sure that you adhere to the international standards.
Mm.
I think we stand a chance in terms of, and it's also your concern was also in terms of job security.
Mm.
If we are to push for that, I mean you can imagine how much jobs we can create within the whole value chain from the production or from just establishing the nuclear plant and the whole of how many jobs will be created within all that value chain. So it's a whole process that we can look into, but we must be also very careful, because at the moment, even if we are to establish a nuclear plant, we still, our energy consumption is not that enough to say that we can have a nuclear power plant unless we are going to export that energy to other countries. But yeah, it's a discussion that have to be ongoing and needs a political will.
Okay, so thank you, Jasper. Thank you for your input.
Thank you, David, for having me.
Yes, dear listeners, you are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. Today we're unpacking the sustainability and performance report of 2024, and we're trying to look at what this has on the impact on the people, particularly the individuals on the ground. And we're also trying to get you information, especially in terms of interest, in terms of investment. What are some of the key areas and, priorities that need to be put in place, especially benefiting from natural resources of the country. And it's up to you to go and acquire the report, read it, expand it, and also look at what you can get from there, because those are information that you can get and expand. So, yeah, and that was Jasper. It's one of the young scientists that we have. And he was looking at the industrial part of uranium. And we have around 13 minutes. Let us look at the speech of Honorable Omeme Inge Zamwani, is the Minister of Agriculture, Fisheries, Water and Land Reform, she was at Oshakati Purification plant, where there was a groundbreaking ceremony. So in terms of purification plant, water purification plant, so it's crucial to look at what was the content of her speech, and how far is establishment of water purification plant at that side of the north Shana region, and just to look at the development in general. So
you're being introduced, you have to look around. Is it me or are they talking about somebody else? For giving us an overview of the project, as well as the entire leadership and executive of NamWater. Having been in the mining industry, I know very well how project works. And behind the CEO, there are a team of professionals working around the clock to make sure that things happen. And when the CEO comes, he comes on the podium with pride, knowing that what he or she is saying is the actual reflection on the ground. So well done, Mr. Nehemiah and your team, for bringing us here today. This is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. More is coming in the water sector under the leadership of NAMWATER, as well as the leadership of the Rural Water Supply Division of our Water Department in the Ministry of Agriculture, Fishery, Water and Land Reform. Since I was appointed and I have been introduced to the various departments of the ministry and the various stakeholders that are playing a great role in ensuring water security, this is one department and sector that I am very confident that we are able to deliver on the goals that have been set for us in terms of ensuring water security for the country, for human consumption, as well as for industrial development. And as we are moving forward to ensure that we produce food for ourselves and we reduce dependency on imports, we will need water, and we'll continue to look to NAMWATER and the Department of Rural Water Supply to give us more water for irrigation and for other industrial development, including our agro-processing facilities, our abattoirs, and all the other developments that you will soon be seeing in this part of the country and other parts of the country. Let me turn back to my statement before I get carried away with everything that is running in my head because of excitement. It is with an immense sense of responsibility, Honorable Governors, Mr. CEO, and Regional Councillors, and all of us today, that I stand at this very historic a moment, which is the groundbreaking ceremony for the Oshakati Water Treatment Plant Extension. Not known unto me that I'll be the one standing here on this occasion, we have been planning, we have been talking about this very particular development in the boardrooms, in the ministries, and in the cabinet and everywhere else, but today we are actually witnessing the beginning of the commencement of a process that have taken quite a long time to plan and to actualize it. So we stand on the cusp of history this morning, and we are grateful to be here. And today's ceremony is not about merely bricks and mortar, or pipelines or pumps. It is more than that. It is about breaking ground on a future of dignity for the people of this region. Opportunities, as the CEO say, when you bring water, development comes. So a lot of opportunities, and those opportunities, when we make use of them, they will lead to prosperity, food security at household level, and food security at a national level for the people of Oshakati and indeed the greater entire central northern regions of Namibia. When we were in the boardroom and the CEO was giving us a presentation about their water master plan in this region and other parts of the country, it was amazing to see how spaghetti-like the development is depicted on the maps. All the pipelines cutting across and all the canals, and it's really an amazing sight to behold how much is being done and how much has been done and how much more needs to be done, because as the governor of Angwena region very well know, there are people still within some parts of our country who have to walk long distances to get water. And when they do get to the water is still not potable enough. So we are aware of those hotspots, and we are working together with NAMWATER to make sure that at least we bring water, potable water, to every household and to reduce the distance to which people have to go and get water. From currently, I'm told, an average of 2.5 kilometers, but I've been telling my colleagues that I am aware that in some area people have to walk even up to 10 kilometers to get water. So we want to reduce the distance for which people have to walk and bring water. The vision is eventually that every household will have a tap of water within their homestead. I was in Rundu on Sunday and Monday, and as we were driving back to Windhoek, I could see the congregation of a lot of the villagers at Water Point collecting water with a lot of buckets, and some of them small kids walking for a long distance. We hope that in the next 10 years, under the current administration, the 8th administration, a lot of work will be done to reduce that side of seeing people congregating at one water point together with the animals to get drinking water. Water is life, it has been said. Many times we have been reminded. And indeed, in the context of the Ministry of Agriculture, Fishery, Water and Land Reform, water is everything. It is the life source for the crops. It's a source for the nourishment of our livestock and the bedrock of our food security. But more than that, access to clean, reliable water is a fundamental human right and a cornerstone of our public health, education, and our economic growth. Planning investigation at the CEO.
Yes, that was the speech of the Minister of Agriculture, Fishery, Water and Land Reform, Mimi Inge Zamwani, and she was at the groundbreaking ceremony of water purification plant in Oshakati. And yeah, those are about the developments. And for you to get more information relevant on that, download our e-paper, download the Villager newspaper. It's a full explanation of what have happened. Who is going to benefit from this? What are some of the, you know, institutions which are involved? And also issues of investment and how clean water will be brought to the people. And yeah, there is for more information, there are more content at the Villager newspaper, where we'll get on top of the Villager newspaper. I think Mike and also other of my colleagues who unpack and so try to look at what we have at the Villager newspaper. But it's also up to you to make sure that you know, you download the Villager newspaper, then you see information which are there, information related to development, information related to jobs, information related to events like a groundbreaking ceremony, information related to economic crisis, information also related to drought, and and also hacking, because hacking or cyber crime, because one of the things that you need to know is that while Namibia is hosting international conference on cybersecurity, Chuarongo municipality was hacked by those cyber attackers or hackers, and demand payment in exchange of the stolen information. So it's up to you to go and look and also be up to date, particularly in terms of how to protect yourself and also the institutions in general. So dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And you also want to thank the contributors to the program. And yeah, I think it's the right time. I'm going to leave you in the good hands of Michael Shoveri with Unpacking the Day. So stay tuned, and bye-bye for now.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Bargain Hunters, you save at slash price on groceries, treats, fresh fruit, and veggies. 1.5 kilo real good frozen mixed chicken portions, just 74.99 Namibian dollars. 400 millimeter crystal gold tomato sauce, just 14.99 Namibian dollars. No soup of all
veggies. Oh dear, with the girl from Ghana, he might be na omjo.
Get involved. Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Great news! Imper just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
My friend.